and we'll see you next time. And there it is.
At the end of the early British wars, the young land started growing, the young blood started flowing, but I ain't a marching anymore. For I killed my share of
vengeance. Hey, listeners. Due to the holidays, the December K-Boot board meeting has been canceled. But don't worry, because we're going to have a makeup meeting between now and the next scheduled board meeting in January. You can go to kboot.fm for more information, or just tune into K-Boot 90.7 on your FM dial.
Cascadia. Today is Friday, December 16th, 2016, and you're listening to KBOO Portland, your community radio station, Sanctuary Radio, 90.7 FM on the air, KBOO.FM, everywhere. This is an interesting week we have here. This is one of those weeks that is not going to end today. It's just going to go on and on and on. I am stricken by a lack of response on the part of Western nations to the plight of the Syrian people trapped in Aleppo, and putting them on green buses and pushing them over a cliff may not be a solution that will be judged well by history. We're going to get to that. We're trying to get to Stephen Zunis on the blower right now, and hopefully we'll be able to talk to him. The nature of this week is that all the people that I would like to bring you today are madly trying to catch up with events which really are rocketing ahead at a speed that people are not accustomed. We essentially created. We've created technologies that are so fast now that it's way beyond our control. So that said, let's have a little weather first, and then get at it. For today, we could get a little rain, a little snow later on in the day, and a blasting good high of 37 tonight. Again, same chance as rain and snow, and low around 25. And for tomorrow, again, same thing, highs around 33. Looks like it's going to be like this for the weekend. We've got lows highs in the daytime around mid-30s and nighttime mid-20s. And again, chance of a little more snow maybe mixed with rain. And as mentioned before, we're trying right now to get Stephen Zunis on the line. Also, Steve Horn had the Smog Blog. He's been on the show many times and always consistently a wonderful guest. And this time he has an article that really... really does blow the roof off the house. There's been some extraordinary events. One thing about this administration that is really alarming is, you know you're in bad shape if you miss Dick Cheney. You can see a place for him and the government. Right now, we have blithely dismissed Donald Trump as a loose cannon, and now we have an entire cabinet full of loose cannons. It's not at all unlikely that one or more of them might take out one or more of them. It is indeed an extraordinary assembly that he's put together. All of it, they are the quid pro quo kids. Say that fast a couple of times, but that's what they are. People that have a little payback coming to them. So still we continue to be alarmed and surprised at some of the appointments. Let's take just for example, I don't know where to begin, but in any case, just the Department of Energy. The idea of Rick Perry being appointed to the department that he promised to eliminate, and then forgot the name of the department when he was about to indicate that or point that one out as one that we don't need anymore. Department of Energy. Got plenty of energy, don't need the department. Okay, great. Let's just keep barreling ahead. The questionnaire sent out by the Trump transition team to the Energy Department, here's what they want to do. Okay, identify... Ready for this? You might want a number two pencil. Identify federal and contractor employees involved in climate change activities that they want to marginalize or get rid of. See, this is Rick Perry again. This is another thing that he wants to eliminate. The Department of Energy right now, its sole task ought to be targeting and the issues that are presented by climate change. So this should be his whole job, is eliminating fossil fuels. That, if he was able to even make a little scratch on the surface of that one, he would have done the entire planet a huge favor. But that's not the direction that this is going in. So this questionnaire, marginalize or eliminate the Department of Energy. The Department of Energy is refusing to provide those names. And the Trump team has now disavowed that this is its intent. They just now say, well, that's what we meant. This is going to be a government that is conducted on Twitter, by means of Twitter, and one can easily see why. Recall that this summer, while campaigning, I think it was in Nevada, Trump wound up one of his tail-thumping speeches by saying, oh yes, and the uneducated. I love the uneducated, is what he said. So that given that statement, it's easy to see why Twitter, because a great many of his most ardent, I would say supporters, but they're more cult, it's more like cult-like following. So many of his followers might not be comfortable with the English language. They might not read it very often, except for possibly signs like Fritos and potato chips in this aisle. They can probably manage that. So Twitter is perfect for people that aren't that comfortable with English language and don't quite want to wait until they hear those words blasted out by the alt-right media. That said, the questionnaire goes on. It would freeze all new federal hires and get things lined up for layoffs. And it would, of course, seriously curtail energy renewable and conservation programs. I'm guessing that those will probably be eliminated or starved to death. Whereas Grover Norquist said he'd like to starve the federal government and until it could be killed in a bag. Not quite sure how that went, but me and Rick Perry and I, here we are. And to figure out the contracting maze, and the writer here that I'm quoting from says, good luck with that. I add, good luck with that. Also, figure out how they can reduce cleanup spending and at profoundly contaminated nuclear weapon sites like Hanford. This now, this presently costs around $6 billion a year, and an estimated total liability is approaching $400 billion a year. So that's it. That's another one of these bullet points. And I don't use the term lightly. Find ways, you'd also find ways to restart Yucca Mountain. Absolutely. Everything in this list, let's just point out, is an insult to First Nations people and a danger to their communities. Let's not forget, First Nations people relegated to the worst possible land, land you couldn't do anything with at all when these things were formed. This was to be reservations, and when the powers that be discovered that, well, maybe these weren't so worthless after all, because let's take a look beneath the surface and see what we find there. And what they did find was in an almost seemingly infinite store of the most valuable product on the planet. And that would, of course, be energy resources. So tribal land has been desecrated time and again, and this checklist that's sent out by the Trump administration serves to draw a hard, dark line underneath many of the concerns of First Nations people. Their land is desecrated, and secondly, they're being robbed again. They were robbed on the surface of the land. Now they're getting robbed under the land. Air is probably next. They're going to figure out a way to bottle it, sell it, steal it from First Nations. It's easy. You can see that one coming from miles away. I've got a little bit more of something to tell you also about how to stop a train. This is something I'm not sure if I'm comfortable with talking about on the air, but it is possible to do, and it looks like a great deal of fun in a nobody gets hurt kind of way. And if you've got jumper cables, it's easy to accomplish. So there's a teaser for you. They also are going to, this Trump questionnaire thing, figure out how they can reduce cleanup spending. That's what we just talked about. Find ways to restart Yucca Mountain again. This is exactly what we've been talking about. And at the same time, they better be starting Yucca Mountain, figuring out cheap ways to store it, because they plan to build more of these things. Yeah, they're going to spend more on nuclear research. So that said, the questionnaire is, it plans to muzzle the Energy Information Administration to eliminate any analysis regarding carbon emissions. Now, that's where we're going to wrap this up for today. Pretty much the template for all of these cabinet appointments. Even the worst possible advisor to any president would have stopped any one of these. These are our appointments, which are literally deadly, and none of these appointees speak the same language, and none of them have a clue how to run a government. So we'll see how that works out for Trump. He'll probably be vacationing somewhere very soon. This has been Air Cascadia for Friday, December 16th, 2016. Engineering for us today is Sam Shepard. Thank you so much for that. Derek Crooks is the AM News and Public Affairs Director. I'm Chris Andre. Get the facts, know your rights, and take a stand. Thanks for listening, and stay tuned.